Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, May 20th, 2024.
Yes.
I'm glad we're agreed on that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you do it in its entirety?
Yes, of course.
And did you do it with alacrity?
I suppose.
Good, good.
What about yourself?
I did it in a reasonable time, I think. I had couple of little typos, but I eventually was able to sort through them. For example, six across moved back and forth as a dog's tail. I had war rather than wag.
Why?
It was a typo. And I totally failed at trying to spell Colonel as in Colonel Sanders.
Oh.
But I eventually sorted that out as well. Mm-hmm. And then 15 across balloon filler, I went for gas.
Oh.
Because I thought, what do you put in a balloon? Gas. Like helium.
Oh.
But it was air.
That's correct.
So, I mean, it could have been water.
Could have been.
But it wasn't.
Nope. I think most people just put air.
Right. I put in gas. I don't want to commit to a particular, you know, type. Of course, air really isn't just one gas, right? It is a mixture. So, okay, enough science. There was a theme here that was sort of amusing.
I thought it was kind of clever, and I kind of smiled when I got to the revealer.
Mm-hmm.
But there were three themed clues, the answers of which were fictitious military men. The first one was 20 across, Beatles album character who apparently is an infantry leader, and that was Sergeant Pepper. And then we had 31 across, hotel.com mascot who must be a commanding officer, and that was Captain Obvious. And then finally, as you alluded to, 38 across, fast food icon who surely heads a brigade, and that was Colonel Sanders. And then the revealer, which made it kind of funny, was 49 across, unfazed response to a threat from any of those previous themed clues. And the answer to that was, you and what army?
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of cute.
Yep.
This was by Jack Sherban, and this is his debut. This is his very first crossword.
Very nice.
And I thought, for a first crossword, this is really great.
I would be I'm not sure who I would be more afraid of, an army being led by Captain Obvious or one by Colonel Sanders.
I don't know.
Because he's done in all those chickens, so. But, yeah, it was amusing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just when you think they've run out of themes, they come up with a brand new one.
Yeah, that's right.
And let's see, what else? I liked 18 across just because the way the clue was written. This dice roll, and they showed two dots in square brackets, and the answer was snake eyes.
That's correct.
And those do indeed look like two dice.
That's right, yes.
But done in sort of just standard characters, so mm-hmm. I appreciated that.
35 across, I couldn't think what it was. Hot dish that sounds cold.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, what would that be? Well, chili, of course, but it slipped my mind.
Well, I was sort of working through the crosses, so I had 31 down, bok blank, Chinese vegetable, bok choy.
Uh-huh.
Although I did, I wanted to spell that C-H-O-I. But it turned out to be C-H-O-Y.
No, yeah, it's Y.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I had the H. Mm-hmm. And then 35 down, let's see, includes on an email for short CCs. Mm-hmm. So I had CH. And if I can't see chili at that point, there's no way I'm going to be able to do the Tuesday crossword.
Mm-hmm. Well, one that I didn't get kind of till the end was 25 down. Secondary story in TV lingo. And that was B-plot.
Right.
That is a debut clue.
I guess I've never heard that.
Answer, I should say.
I've never heard that. But
I have never heard that either. But
I don't make TV shows, so.
A B-plot.
I guess, because I had BPL, and I thought, oh, it's B-plan, like as in Plan B.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you're if your first script fails, I don't know, but nope. I also didn't know Captain Obvious. I mean, I've heard the phrase Captain Obvious, but I didn't realize the origin of it.
Yes.
At least, well, I don't know if the origin of it is Hotels.com, but apparently they've used it as a mascot since 2014.
Uh-huh.
I think they might not be using it anymore.
Oh, I don't know, because, you know, I don't watch TV that much and watch commercials, so I don't know.
Right. 34 down, medium for old home movies was videotape.
Yes.
I was going further back. I was thinking of something to do with like 8-track, not 8-track, but you know, sort of the standard developed film that you might use.
Uh-huh.
But I went back too far.
Yep.
Let's see here. Host an award show was MC.
That's right. I had
EM and I was going to go for like Emmys or something, but that made no sense. And then because of that, I misspelled 48 down. Mike, who voiced 17 Across, 17 Across being Shrek. It was Mike Myers.
That's right.
But I started spelling it M-E-Y-E-R and ran out of squares. So it's like, maybe there's not that first E in there.
That's right.
I bet he had to spend a lot of time telling people how to spell Myers.
No doubt. No. The last clue going across was funny. Swiss borders, S's.
Yes.
S's.
Yep, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. And let's see, 52 across, or 52 down, this is how blank it, 1995 hit, We Do It.
Yes.
Did you know who sung This Is How We Do It?
No, I wasn't listening to radio too much in the 90s.
You weren't listening to radio. You weren't watching Captain Obvious, although that was more recent. So,
this is how we do it.
Did you get 41 across, or 41 across, the S of GPS, ABRA, for abbreviated, SYST, as in system?
Yes, of course.
Right okay. Away. Good, uh-huh. Good. Mm-hmm. How about 24 across, INITS on a food stamps card, EBT?
I did not get that.
Yeah, I had to get that through the crosses, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that stands for.
Electronic bank transfer or something like that, I think.
Oh.
I guess on those cards, the government basically pays for, I mean, the funds come out of some electronic mechanism.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little bit wobbly on the details, but how about comic actress Martha, 11 down, Martha Ray.
Martha Ray, yes.
Oh, I gather from that tone, you know Martha Ray.
I do. Mm. She was very big back in the 50s and 60s. I remember from the 60s.
Really?
On the Ed Sullivan Show. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Mm. Where everyone got their start.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, it is a Monday, so we're not expecting a whole lot of fireworks in the grid. But it was still a great effort, and it was, as you say, a very amusing theme.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening. Remember, we've got Triplet Tuesday coming up tomorrow. So you'll want to tell all your friends and relations about that and have them gather around while
you betcha.
Demonstrate how good you are at that. We hope. Anyways, that's it for today. We'll be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.